We're working through the GOP funding plan for K-12 schools on this Monday's State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The deal puts the Republican-controlled legislature at odds with Governor Evers, who declared the spending plan inadequate compared to his $1.4 billion plan. So we'll work through the proposal and identify sticking points. How do you want to see the legislature and the governor negotiate on this budget? How should they tackle special ed funding? What do you want to know about the proposals? We're at 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Sean Johnson is Wisconsin Public Radio's Capitol Bureau Chief, and he co-hosts WPR's Politics Podcast. Sean, welcome back.
Hey, Kate.
So the Joint Finance Committee passed this $500 million increase in K-12 school funding, which was a plan perhaps more in line with the Assembly Republicans supporting, and it passed along party lines. What did the committee say about its decision?
I mean, it happened like a day after Assembly Republicans came out with their plan. And so it was almost, I'd say, the sort of a unified Republican plan here. And their general point was that the proposal was in line with what the state could afford. They stressed that they did not increase any income or sales taxes as part of this budget. They took tax increases from Governor Evers' budget out. And so with that, they were still able to increase education funding by $500 million. And so that was kind of what they stressed. It's still an increase, but it's an increase in line with what we can afford without taxes.
How far apart is it from what Governor Evers is proposing?
It is $900 million short of what Governor Evers was proposing. So, I mean, that's pretty sizable. And if you look specifically at how far they are apart on special education funding, which was a big driver of Governor Evers' budget, they are more than $500 million apart just on special education funding. So in terms of sheer dollars, that's quite a gap. And, you know, given what the two sides were saying last week, one wonders how they would close that.
Well, let's hear a bit about what lawmakers are saying. Here's Republican Representative John Nygren on the Evers plan.
I actually believe the proposal that you see in front of us from Governor Evers was a political document that was more of a campaign document than actually a real budget.
Sean, is this a common thing you're hearing among Republicans regarding what Evers put forward as his budget?
Yeah, I think that was kind of, you heard it's sort of a polite version of that from Republican Senator Luther Olson right before Nygren spoke. And then Nygren came out and said, look, what he said right there, the governor's budget was never going to pass. And that's sort of their point, was that this is something that Tony Evers proposed when he was running for governor, and that it's more of a campaign document than an actual policy document.
We're talking about the legislature's budget writing committee. It voted Thursday to put in the budget a $500 million increase for K-12 funding over 2 years. Sean Johnson is WPR State Capitol Bureau Chief. He's walking us through this budget. Your questions, your reactions, they're welcome. 800-642-1234. Is this $500 million increase adequate, or does it fall short of covering K-12 needs? And special education teachers and school administrators, what would a bump in funding for special ed mean for the work you do? Does current funding fall short? Call in. You can also email ideas at WPR.org. Sean, this plan includes a $97 million increase in special education funding, which is $50 million more than what Assembly Republicans had most recently proposed. So what reasons did they give for voting up that increase?
Yeah, so again, I think what they ended up voting on in finance on Thursday was came a day after Assembly Republicans came out with their plan. And so I think whatever increase they had there was to get Senate Republicans on board. And there are a couple ways of looking at this plan, I guess. A $97 million increase is the first increase that the state has had in a decade to special education funding. So that's obviously what Republicans are highlighting. First time we've done this in a long time, $97 million brings the state up to a 30% reimbursement rate for costs of special education expenses. But it is $500 million plus short of what Governor Tony Evers proposed. So, I mean, it's significantly smaller than what the governor wanted. And so that's where you see a lot of this gulf between the two sides.
Ahead of the vote, Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss had this to say about Assembly Republicans and their plan.
We are making a historic investment in education. This will be the highest level of investment that we have ever made in our public schools in the history of Wisconsin. And that is something that we hope will generate broad bipartisan support and not focus kind of on the details of what only a green eye-shaded accountant could look at.
Green eye-shaded accountant. Is this historic, Sean?
Well, I mean, what the speaker's talking about there is the overall spending on education. And so pretty much every budget, if there's not a budget cut, every budget will be the largest budget ever for education. I mean, that's just the way that it works. If there's any kind of an increase at all, the total sum spent on schools will be larger than it was in the last budget if you're not adjusting for inflation or anything like that. In terms of the increase in this budget, if you just look at the increase, it's definitely not the largest that the state has had. In fact, the state increased education funding by more in the last budget. Under Governor Walker's last budget, there was a $639 million increase in K-12 school funding versus the $500 million approved last week by the Joint Finance Committee. So, you know, even in recent history, it's not the largest increase.
So what have you heard out of education advocates and policy research about what this education budget is looking like for 2 years?
Well, the education advocates, the public school advocates who spoke at the Capitol ahead of Thursday's vote by the Finance Committee were not happy with the direction that they could see this going. I mean, they saw the Assembly Republican plan on the table at that point. There was some news leaking out that the version in the Budget Committee was going to be largely the same, aside from some more special education funding. And they're saying that doesn't cut it. Basically, I think one of the things that they point to is just the way that special education is funded in Wisconsin right now puts a lot of the burden on local school districts. So by law, schools have to pick up all the costs of special education. I mean, they are required to. They can't. It's not like an expense that they can put off. And so what they end up doing is picking that up with local dollars, sometimes picking it up out of their general funds, because the state only reimburses for about a quarter of all the costs right now. And so if the state's not picking up the costs, local districts have to do it. And there was a report in the Wisconsin Policy Forum this year that showed that the gap between what special education costs are or eligible special education costs and what the state actually pays for those costs is $1 billion. So it's a substantial shift to local districts to pick up those costs instead of having the state do it.
We're getting briefed on the education plan with WPR's Capital Bureau Chief Sean Johnson. You're welcome to join in, 800-642-1234. What areas of public education are in need of the most funding? How would you like to see lawmakers address school needs? What questions do you have about how the governor and Republicans differ on K-12 spending? Call in. You can also tweet us, WPR Mornings. We'll be back to this in just a moment on the State Capitol Report here on the Ideas Network. On a Monday, Memorial Day, you're with us for the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Republican leaders of the legislature's budget committee said Governor Evers should accept their education funding proposal because it's not going to get any better than this. The committee voted Thursday along party lines to increase funding for our state's K-12 schools by $500 million. So we're sifting through the GOP funding plan with your perspective along the way at 800-642-1234. How do you wish to see lawmakers and the governor negotiate on this budget? Are you optimistic they can find common ground, or do you think they should dig in to defend their respective plans despite big gaps? Call in. You can also email ideas at WPR.org. And WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson is our guide. Sean, Governor Evers said Republicans' plan, quote, doesn't get us where we need to be. And you sat down with the governor on Wednesday ahead of the vote. And when you asked him whether he would veto the plan if it doesn't include more funding for education, he said this.
In addition to education, we're also concerned about transportation and health care and making sure that we're dealing with the environmental issues we're facing. So I'd be hesitant to talk about what we're going to veto.
So, Sean, sounds like there is a lot on the governor's mind. And why isn't he so quick to say he'll veto this?
Because for him to veto this would be pretty unusual, actually, because if you're talking about vetoing the whole budget, the governor has not done that in Wisconsin since they started going to this executive budget in 1931. I did not know that till last week, but if, you know, just talking to the legislative service agencies and nonpartisan agencies that work for the legislature about, you know, has the governor ever vetoed an entire budget? Not only couldn't they remember it, people who'd worked there a long time, but they didn't have any record of it since the state started doing this. It's a very big document. There's a lot going on in a budget, and historically, governors have had really strong veto power in Wisconsin, and so they've been able to, you know, while they can't make the budget exactly what they want with that veto power, they've been able to make changes so that the budget is to their liking. The trick with school funding, though, is that Tony Evers can't use his veto pen to put money back in the budget. So, you know, if Republicans increase school funding by $500 million and Tony Evers wants to increase it by $900 million more, he can't use his veto pen to add money in that way. So it puts him in the position of, if he really doesn't like what's in front of him, he'd have to veto the whole thing. And a Wisconsin governor has never done that.
We often talk about the funding formula for schools and what that looks like. Where in this budget would we be with funding in terms of the funding formula?
Well, if you're talking about per pupil,
uh-huh.
You know, how much the state spends per pupil or increases per pupil, it's about $200 in the first year of the budget and $204 in the second year of the budget, which is what Governor Evers proposed. It's what passed in the last budget under Governor Walker. But I guess where the reason there's such a gap, though, in terms of funding is that, you know, money flows to school districts in other ways. The special education funding is what's, you know, referred to as a categorical. And what it means is that schools that have the highest needs, you know, the most special needs students, the highest expenses for special education, get more money from the state. So that's not distributed on this, you know, more, I guess, flat $200 and $204 increase per school. It flows to schools that have the highest expenses. And, I mean, there are smaller examples of money going to districts in that way, but that's the one that I think is kind of the easiest to grasp because it's just the biggest dollar figure.
Is there anything in this education spending plan that, as you've talked with the governor, that he won't budge on, that it's a non-negotiable?
It is. I mean, it's a little tricky to get him to take that stand right now.
Mm-hmm.
He is still talking about his budget and wanting to get his budget, and he's still talking about the budget process being a long way from over. And, you know, like, it passed the Finance Committee, but that is a committee. This thing still has to pass the full legislature. Typically, before that happens, you have a lot of private meetings of Assembly Republicans and Senate Republicans, and they kind of have to decide what they want the final product to look like that passes the full legislature. Sometimes that negotiating process can involve meetings between a governor and legislative leaders. They haven't done that too much, but they did meet last week, and they have had a few meetings. So it sounds like Governor Evers is still holding out hope that he'll get something more than what passed this past week. And right now, he's still talking about his plan as the best plan on the table.
You also heard from Republican Senator Luther Olson, who said that Governor Evers previously supported an increase to special ed that's similar to the GOP plan. What do we know there?
Yeah, what Senator Olson is talking about there is the state's reimbursement rate for special ed. So under the Republican plan that passed the Finance Committee last week, the state would, in the second year of the budget, the state would pick up 30% of eligible special education costs. So a 30% reimbursement rate, we could say.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something that reimbursement rate is something that a state superintendent, Evers, had supported in previous budget proposals when he was state superintendent and not running for governor. And so Senator Olson is saying, look, we met you there, and this is something that you supported back then, and so we should feel good about this. So, but under Governor Evers' plan, though, which he ran on in 2018 and that he proposed in February, the state's reimbursement rate for special ed costs would be 60%. So he supports a much higher rate now. Senator Olson is saying, though, that a few years ago, you would have been with us on this 30% rate.
Sean, remind us where we are in the negotiation process over the school's budget and where we have to go.
If you assume that, what Joint Finance or the Budget Committee does is the final product, that they are through that portion. You know, they decided that they got a deal that they felt like they could pass out of this 16-person committee. You know, there's 12 Republicans on the committee. There were 11 who were voting on this last week. And so, if they put a lot of importance on the Finance Committee and what the Finance Committee comes up with, then, that part of the process could be done. It's just kind of a matter of whether they're willing to reopen it as they take up other stuff in the budget. And so, that's what I think Governor Evers is hoping on, that they'll kind of reopen it before it goes to the full legislature, because whatever they pass in the budget committee has to pass the full Senate, pass the full assembly.
Well, let's move away from school funding here and look at the legislature's budget committee Tuesday signing off on raises for prison guards and state workers. Can you fill us in on what happened there?
Yeah, the budget committee set aside funding for a 14% increase in the starting pay for prison guards. And the driving factor here is that you have a lot of vacancies in the state's prison system. And you have maximum security prisons like Waupun, for example, which are overcrowded. And you have, I think in Waupun, they had in April a 30% vacancy rate among corrections officers. So you're asking the people who are there to do more, to work a lot of overtime. That ends up leading to a lot of overtime expenses for the state. Also, it's pretty challenging on the guards who have to do the job. And so you had the governor propose an increase for corrections officers in starting pay. He actually, outside of the budget process, instituted, I think, a $5 an hour raise for some of these institutions where they have the highest vacancy rates. And then last week you had the budget committee sign off on an increase for, in starting pay for all the institutions. And they actually supported a number that was slightly higher than the governor. So that looks like something that is going to happen.
Well, Sean, set us up for the week. What are you watching as budget negotiations go forward?
There is a big day on tap tomorrow. The Finance Committee is taking up raises for private attorneys who take public defender cases. Right now, Wisconsin's pay is the lowest in the nation at $40 per hour. They're going to raise that up to $70 per hour under the governor's budget, and this is something that Republicans have come out in support of, at least in press conferences. They're taking up the University of Wisconsin system that includes a continued freeze of undergraduate tuition at the UW. But under the governor's plan, this is something that Governor Walker didn't do. Governor Evers would fund the freeze, is what they say. He would spend state money to make up for tuition revenue that the university would lose. So that gets a little tricky. And then they've also got a bunch of Department of Natural Resources issues to take up on Tuesday.
So you'll be busy.
I think so.
Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
Sean Johnson is WPR's State Capitol reporter. Up next, it's news, and the State Capitol report continues with recent efforts to expand mental health care services in schools and where state funding could help. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's The Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network.